We've been talking this morning about island-wide voting. Deputy Mike Hadley and at least six other politicians want all deputies to be elected on an island-wide basis and all voters to have the same number of votes as there are deputies' seats. But an amendment placed by deputies Aaron Wilkie and Ellis Bebb asking the matter only to be considered once the State's Review Committee's work is complete on its review of government. Here is Deputy Aaron Wilkie.
We don't know what type of government we're going to have after that. Whether we're going to have a committee system or a more executive government, until we actually know what sort of government we have, it's not a good idea, really, to put in. I'm in favour of island-wide voting. I want a form of island-wide voting, but I don't think what Deputy Hadley will work anyway. But I want something that will be working in conjunction with the government we end up with.
Deputy Mike Hadley wants to get on with it. He doesn't think a delay in the vote is the right thing to do.
If we go for electing all of the deputies island-wide so that people can use up to 45 votes because there are 45 seats up for election, that's as simple as it gets. However they review the system of government makes no difference. It is totally irrelevant to the issue, as we've put it so simply. If we wait for the review of government, it won't happen at the next election.
Well, Deputy Matt Fallows is from the State's Review Committee. Here he is with his views on the idea of island-wide voting.
I can understand the argument for island-wide voting. I mean, in its purest form, people say, well, it's more democratic because then every voter can have a say over every seat in the states rather than just a sixth or seventh of the states. I understand that argument. And I would quite like to stand and vote in an island-wide election. But one can't overlook the practical difficulties of the scheme set out in the Riquet, where at the moment there are 45 deputies. The Riquet is suggesting that all 45 would be elected island-wide on one day, and every voter would have up to 45 votes. Now, a consequence of that immediately is that door-to-door canvassing becomes impossible, and hustings become impossible.
So that's what the politicians have to say. What about you? Would you like to see island-wide voting introduced? Peter gave us a call to have his say.
I have lack of confidence in a lot of the policies they put forward. I think because psychologically in the background, I've got this wish for island-wide voting. What I would ask each and every deputy, the 45 that represent us and the two in Alderney, can they give me one instance, one thing that they have discussed in the States Assembly in recent years and will continue to discuss in the future, one item that only affects one parish? Can they please name it, and will they ring in and tell us?
And here are some of your views from the street.
It's good to vote for someone who's in your parish, as they all pick up the matters that are relevant to you. But I think I wouldn't be adverse to open island-wide voting as well.
I can't see how island-wide voting can work with the current state's setup with so many deputies. Island-wide voting has its role, but I think it needs to be combined with the parish